Today on Broadway for Friday, November 4th, 2016, I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Star's James Marino.
James, as we record, you are getting ready to go see the Broadway revival of Falsettos, a show that harkens back to your days as an actor and one that you know really well.
Oh, I was really lucky to play the role of Wizard a number of times in different productions. It's really one of my favorite shows, and I'm really looking forward to tonight's performance.
Awesome.
All right, first up, Dr. Dre joins Broadway's Six Degrees of Separation. Does Dr. Dre now replace Kevin Bacon?
No, and it's not technically Dr. Dre. Yesterday, it was announced that Corey Hawkins had joined Allison Janney and John Benjamin Hickey in the Broadway revival of John Guare's Six Degrees of Separation, directed by Chip Coleman. Now, Hawkins played Dr. Dre in the Academy Award-nominated film Straight Outta Compton, and you might remember he made his Broadway debut in 2013 as Tybalt, opposite Orlando Bloom and Condola Rashad in Romeo and Juliet. Hawkins will also be stepping into the indestructible shoes of Jack Bauer when he assumes the lead in the 24 continuation series 24 Legacy, which will premiere immediately following the Super Bowl on February 5th, on Fox. Six Degrees of Separation begins performances exactly 2 months later on April 5th at the Barrymore for a 15-week limited run. So that might have been a little misdirection, false advertising there by saying Dr. Dre, but, you know, close enough.
All right. Next up, cast announced for MTC's Broadway premiere of Jitney.
Yeah, the final of August Wilson's Pittsburgh Cycle plays is going to make its Broadway debut, and Jitney will begin performances at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater on Wednesday, December 28th, ahead of a January 19th opening. And yesterday, Lin-Meadow and Barry Grove announced the show's cast. Directed by Tony winner Ruben Santiago Hudson, Jitney will feature Michael Potts as Turnbow, Andre Holland as Youngblood, John Douglas Thompson as Becker, Tony nominee Anthony Chisholm as Sheely, and Kara Patterson as Rena. Ironically, Patterson also starred in the film Straight Outta Compton as the Eazy-E's wife, Tamika Woods Wright. And you might remember, she's the only member of the off-Broadway production of Significant Other not making the move to Broadway. And I guess we now know why. As we told you before, she was replaced in the Broadway production by Rebecca Naomi Jones. We will have a link to the complete cast for Jitney in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com.
Oh, next up, Broadway announces the holiday schedule plans. Oh, we're that close, aren't we?
We are officially into November, and even though it probably is still a little early for Christmas stuff, that never stopped anybody. But when you do want to get tickets for potential trips into the city, it does make sense to have the information as early as possible. And all of the shows have kind of been releasing their own information at various times, sending out press releases and putting it on their websites. But the folks over at the Broadway League have kind of combined the performance schedules for all of the Broadway shows for both Thanksgiving week and Christmas week. There will be a few shows that are playing on Thanksgiving. Many will have Friday matinees added to their schedule if they're not playing on Thursday. And in fact, 12 shows will actually be playing on Christmas. There will also be alternate times and all those different things. So we'll have a link in the show notes that will have the complete list of Broadway performance times for both Thanksgiving week and for Christmas week. And that's all thanks to the folks over at the Broadway League for pulling all that stuff together. That's a good resource to have for anybody, whether they're New Yorkers or people coming in to celebrate the holidays in the big city.
It's a really good thing. Next up in the show and casting news, what do we got?
The Atlantic Theater Company has announced casting for the world premiere of the play The Penitent by the company's Pulitzer Prize-winning co-founder David Mamet, which will be directed by artistic director Neil Pepe. The play will feature Lawrence Gilliard Jr. and Atlantic Theater Company ensemble members Chris Bauer, Jordan Lage, and Rebecca Pigeon. In The Penitent, a renowned psychiatrist is asked to testify on behalf of a young patient. When he refuses, his career, ethics, and faith are thrown into question. Previews begin on February 8th, and the show is scheduled to run through March 19th. Sticking in the casting realm, on Wednesday, Deadline exclusively reported that Hal Prince has put together a stellar cast for a production of Leonard Bernstein's Candide for the New York City Opera. Broadway favorite Jay Armstrong Johnson will play the title role, with coloratura soprano Megan Picerno playing Cunegonda. Tony winner Linda Lavin will play the old woman, and Tony nominee Greg Edelman will play Voltaire, Pangloss, and others. The production will also feature special guest Chip Zine and Brooks Ashmanskas. I have no idea what the special guests things will be, but Those two are fun, so I'm sure that'll be good. That'll be good fun too. The production will run January 6th through the 12th at the Jazz at Lincoln Center's Frederick P. Rose Hall. And finally, in this section, due to critical and popular demand, and no surprise to anybody, Playwrights Horizons has announced a second extension of their hit world premiere production of A Life by Obie Award winner Adam Bach. Obviously, we know that David Hyde Pierce has a little bit of a scheduling crunch coming in because he will be starting performances in the Broadway revival of Hello Dolly opposite Bette Midler in the spring. But he's got a little bit of time to kill, so they've announced another week extension to go along with a two-week extension they've previously announced. And The Life will now play at the Peter J. Sharp Theater off-Broadway through December 4th. I'm sorry. Pierce will have, you know, the holidays to kind of kick back and relax a little bit before starting rehearsals for Hello Dolly after the first of the year.
Great. So I know what you're going to get me for Christmas.
Well, I don't know exactly. Let me check here. I don't know when it actually comes out, but you can pre-order.
You can pre-order. And it comes with the big red bow on it and leave it in the driveway?
No, that is not it, actually. But you can actually pre-order the Hamilton mixtape starting today. We'll have a link in the show notes, obviously. But if you're not familiar, the Hamilton mixtape is actually what Lin-Manuel Miranda originally envisioned for Hamilton. He thought that it would be a mixtape with different people doing songs about this this incredible story of our founding fathers. If you look through the artists who are actually on this mixtape, you've got Sia, Usher, Busta Rhymes, Ben Folds, Regina Spektor, Queen Latifah, and more. You've also got Lin-Manuel Miranda on there. This, like the Cast album, is produced by members of The Roots from the Tonight Show's house band. You've got John Legend. You've got Wiz Khalifa. You've got just a whole host of crazy, talented people who you would not associate with anything related to musical theater, trying to get their hands on being a part of this. So there's no exact word as to when this is coming out, as far as that I've seen, but you can make the pre-order starting now.
So I did not see the list of the people involved with this until you just read this off just now. Nearly every single one of them I could see as actually going into the show. Wouldn't that be awesome? I mean, or maybe if they make a movie of it, or when they make a movie of it.
I think Sia would be hard because she's the one that doesn't like anyone to see her face. She like either has the huge gigantic wig or stands with her back to the audience. Mm-hmm. That could be an issue, but people like Usher, he's been on Broadway before, you know, Queen Latifah done plenty of musicals. The John Legend would be great as well. I think Alicia Keys and Kelly Clarkson, sings It's Quiet Uptown. That's awesome. So, I personally would love to see Busta Rhymes on Broadway just because Busta Rhymes is crazy. And was definitely part of the hip hop landscape when I was in my formative years. So I think that would be cool, but it is a really interesting thing to see how they switch up this recording that we've all grown to know so well over the past year and do it with a slightly different approach.
Wait, you're not in your formative years anymore?
It depends on what you mean by formative, but in the traditional sense, not so much.
Okay. Well, some people who are Juilliard students, they're going to counter the Westboro Baptist protest.
Yeah, as you might have heard, the Cretans from the faux religious cult, the Westboro Baptist Church, have decided to protest outside the Juilliard School in New York, citing anger at what they term, quote, the vanity called the, quote, again, the arts. Whatever the hell that means. An announcement on the group's website takes aim at the leading arts institution by nonsensically quoting several Bible verses and states, if you had taught those children to invest 5% of the energy they use for the vanity called, quote, the arts, unquote, America would not be leading the world in racing to destruction. Poorly worded sentence grammatically there, clarifying God will never or will not ever have idolatry, fornication, adultery, divorce, and remarriage, which Christ said is adultery at Luke 16:18 and other places, sodomy, same-sex marriage, murder, lying, stealing, and all the rest of your proud sin, including your awful pride. Seriously, if these people want to make whatever weird statement they want to make, at least get somebody who understands the English language. But the kids over at Juilliard, in a way that only dorky college arts students can, organized a counter protest yesterday morning with a performance piece titled God Loves Jazz. You should definitely watch it, and I don't want to ruin the surprise, but let me just say that my friend Rick was definitely on a roll, if you understand what I mean there. If you're picking up what I'm putting down, you'll know exactly what happens a little ways in.
So help me here. I'm still practicing my Southern speak and things like that. So the Westboro Baptist Church people, I should be looking at them and saying, oh, bless their hearts.
Yes, that's exactly how we do it down here south of Mason-Dixon. But I'll be honest with you, that's kind of reserved for people that are so dumb that they're kind of cute. These people are so... Yeah, I'm going to say something. There are kids listening.
All right, why don't you get us out of here then?
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. And you can find me on Twitter at VWWMatt and subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. That does lead me to one thing, though. This weekend, actually started last night, the Orlando Shakespeare Theater is hosting its annual Playfest. This year, the theme is After Pulse, and it has a bunch of new play readings, including things from Israel Horovitz, Karen Zacharias, Lee Blessing, and the final event of the entire festival is a reading of the Laramie Project, and Moises Kaufman is going to direct it, and he will be down, or he is down here directing it, getting ready to Sunday's thing. So if you're in the Central Florida area, seeing Moises Kaufman at a reading of the Laramie Project is a super cool thing that I'm looking forward to, and I think that plays in perfectly with these a-holes from the Westboro Baptist Church.
All right, and my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. This weekend we'll be talking on This Week on Broadway. I saw Les Dangerous Liaisons people thing. Kerr, please forgive me, Kerr. And but I loved the show. I thought the show was great.
So really
listen to Broadway Radio this weekend for our review on that. We'll review falsettos and a handful of other things. And Peter, Michael, and I will be chatting about what's happened on the week. So talk to us on Sunday. And if not, Matt and I will see you on Monday.